Some $20 million of Utah's whopping $29 billion state budget will be spent on building wildlife crossings and fences across the state in an effort to keep wildlife off of highways. State Representative Doug Owens of Salt Lake County says the appropriation is non-lapsing, meaning the funds can be spent over time. Owens adds the federal government needs to approve a 4-to-1 match, which would make a grand total of $100 million available for the project statewide.
That's a lot of money for fencing and crossings and underpasses, so hopefully we'll get all that $100 million spent here in the next few years to keep our roadways safe.
Owens says before the legislative session began, he asked the Utah Department of Transportation to put together a list of the top 10 hotspots where wildlife mitigation projects are needed most. He adds with the estimated cost of those projects, the $100 million will be enough to fund them. An estimated 5,000 deer and 1,000 elk are involved in vehicle collisions in Utah every year. Owens says the number of large animal and vehicle collisions needs to come down to prevent injuries and deaths for humans and animals alike, as well as the material damage from these incidents. He calls the appropriation a win for everybody.
Utahns incur about $130 million of expense every year fixing cars that have hit animals. And that doesn't even include any of the medical costs and even the occasional fatality of a person hitting a large animal.
Utah made history in 1975 as the first state to complete a wildlife overpass on I-15 near Beaver. Since then, more than 100 projects have been executed, and Owens says he's excited to see more implemented around the state. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.